It's an incredible day. It always is an incredible day. All through the neighbourhood, you hear beautiful voices and shrills and screams of little kids enjoying their new day. And even at the back there, watching this morning, little kids dancing, joyous, celebrating. It's such a great day to celebrate. To talk about God who came as a child, to a couple who were the first-time parents. He didn't come to parents that had nine kids, that knew how to raise kids, that knew what they were doing. He came to a young girl and a carpenter slash builder who probably didn't have any clue. Anyone reflecting on how you were when you had your first child? Good to know, Daniel. You haven't reflected on that. Excellent. Good news. I was referring that to those who had kids. So I need to clarify that next time. Thank you. I'll make notes here in my sermon. Clarify that they've had kids first. All right. For Cynthia and I, having kids was such a joyous time. On the first night that Michaela came home from hospital, she stayed in the room with us. The second night, she did not. We were learning as we went. But here is Mary and Joseph, brand new parents with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Was there any risk here for God? Coming? Put in their hands? Did you know that God had a plan for you? And incredibly positive thoughts for you before your parents even knew you were there? We live in a different era these days, don't we, where we seem to know so much more about the baby before the baby is born. We didn't have a clue. In fact, we had a number of names sorted out, mostly boys' names, because I come from lots of boys' part of the family. So we thought we were having a son, because, in those days you got those little pictures, not like these great pictures you get these days, and the doctor's looking at us and he says, "Do you want to know the sex of the child?" And both Cynthia and I went, no, we want the surprise. We want the whole nine months and then, ta-da, get the surprise. And he goes, "Okay, no worries, good." And then we're going through it and he's doing the whole thing and he goes, "Oh, there's the head." I'm going, "Okay." And there's the toe, yeah. "Oh, look at that. No surprises now, is there?" "Okay." So Cynthia and I get in the car and I go, "Did you see anything?" And then we had this discussion. Well, obviously if there was something to see, then obviously it's a boy. So we're having a boy. Oh, wow. And the whole family, yes. Cynthia, the way you're wearing the pregnancy, yes, you're having a boy. Yes, you're having a boy. Everyone, you're having a boy. My dad was the only one. "No, you're having a girl." And I'm saying, Dad, we've seen the pictures. You're wrong. And then, at the birth, the doctor, as plain as day, says, "Congratulations on the birth of your daughter." And both Cynthia and I go, "A girl?" And he looks at us and goes, "Yeah, what did you see?" "Obviously nothing." So before us as parents knew anything that was going on or doctors misled us, God knew. God knew. Maybe my dad was connected to a higher source and he knew what was going on. Before we thought up a name, before all that came together, God knew who you were. In fact, from the beginning of time, God had orchestrated the perfect DNA, the sequence, the perfect combination of genes needed to make you the one and only you that you will ever be. Way before your first cry, way before a reveal party, what the heck is that? Or the baby pictures, God chose you. The odds of you being born, now I just need to clarify, the odds and all that I'm going to share with you over the next couple of minutes are odds that I've been given. I haven't worked them out for myself. I don't have that much time. So I'm taking it by experts here. So the likelihood of mix of who you are you ready for this stat? Of who you are, the way you're made up, is 1 in 400 trillion. Isn't that amazing? One in 400 trillion. Now, the good news of that, as you absorb that, is the chances of there being another exactly the same Donnie Johnson is very rare, Mark. So you don't have to worry. One in 400 trillion before there's another one of me. So you don't have to panic. You don't have to stress. The likelihood of you being struck by lightning is one in 3,000. The likelihood of you winning the lottery, assuming that you might put in a ticket, because I've got no chance, is one in 13 or 14 million. Therefore, it is easier for you to be struck by lightning while winning the lottery seven times than being another one of you in the world. Isn't that incredible? You are amazing. You are incredible. You are a miracle, an absolute miracle. But somewhere in this, we forget that we are a miracle. And we try to improve on the greatness of God in fixing ourselves. Amazing that we are, we somehow turn into becoming robotics, living a life of just normal. We get up in the morning, we go to work, we pay the bills, we come home, we go to bed. In amongst that, we probably eat. In amongst this whole amazing life that we've been given, this one in 400 trillion chance, we sometimes ignore the Creator who wants to be involved in the everyday of everything that we do. I mean, He's the one who put us together. He gave us a book called the Bible, which is the manual of life for how this machine works the best. And there's great hints in it on how we can get the best out of life. And unfortunately, we tend to turn our backs on that. Yet before you were born, before you were in the womb, God knew you, He knew your name, and He chose you. You see, we may forget God, but God has not forgotten us. God chose this time, some 2,000 years ago, to enter time and space so that the miracle that you are could be reminded that you can be a miracle each and every day through to eternity because of His grace and because of His mercy on each of us. See, God risked it all to come as a child. He lived a perfect life, miraculously fulfilling Old Testament prophecies, even as He was being born. Now, that's no major feat, is it? He fulfilled prophecies all through His life. He fulfilled prophecies on the way He died, on things that He said on the cross. The prophetic word on Jesus' life, if we're one in 400 trillion, His life is even more so because He's the God, child, Saviour. You see, God knows us. He knows us way more than we know ourselves. He knows us way more than everyone else knows us. And today, we want to celebrate our Saviour, who was born on this very day. You see, it's clear to understand, I am not a mistake. I am chosen and I matter. And equally the same, you are not a mistake. You are a miracle. You are chosen and you matter. Not only am I chosen, but I have been given a purpose and a destination in and through my life. So not only are you chosen, but you are given a purpose and a destination in life. See, God wants to walk with us each and every day. And today being Christmas, there's an opportunity for us to say, yes, I want to walk with you too. In the busyness of everything, the busyness of life, the busyness of Christmas, Jesus says, stop for a moment. Reflect on the fact that you are an incredible miracle. I was involved from the very beginning. I'd like to stay involved each and every day as you walk this planet. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this amazing time of joining together, of celebrating the goodness of Almighty God, celebrating the goodness of what you've got for us. I pray, Lord Jesus, right now that you can minister into our lives. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the way that you entered into this time and space. Emmanuel, God is with us. We thank you for all the amazing things that came together. Just the fact that Mary and Joseph, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and then all the shepherds and the wise men and all the people who played their part, right up to the Roman emperor, all playing their part to get us to this point where you came. You came, Lord God, risking it all so that we might know you. We might know forgiveness. We might know your grace. We might know your empowerment and your strength to live every day. So we say thank you. And we raise our hand to say, yes, I want to take up this opportunity to follow you each and every day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.